You're listening to Boss Ladies and Babies.
Business Blab with Megan. It's time to take off our mom hats and let our entrepreneurial side show. So grab a notebook and give yourself a bossy timeout. Can I share with you one of my biggest time-saving tips? We know our time is precious, and especially as we head into summer, our working hours seem to get smaller and smaller. And creating content is a major part of growing your business, but it likely isn't your full-time job. So why does it feel like every time you sit down to work on your business, you're working in some kind of content creation? If you're tired of constantly wondering what to post or what to talk about, if you want to grow your visibility, stand out, and attract new clients, but you want to do so in a way that doesn't consume every minute of your business, I've got something for you, and it kicks off in July. Head to the link in the show notes and check out my content summer camp, where I teach you how to shake things up, streamline your content creation process, and help you work through creating your 3-month content plan backed with 30 days of mentorship and support. Welcome back to Business Blab with me, Megan. When you think about making a move and scaling your business, does it feel challenging or does it feel impossible? Big questions here, right? The reason I ask is because oftentimes when you are presented with an opportunity to level up, it comes with challenges. And human nature is to avoid challenge however we can. This can lead to some confusion and it can end up keeping us feeling stuck. Because in an instant, when the opportunity to grow and scale the thing you're working so hard on falls before us, the challenges we can predict with the growth can make it feel impossible. But feeling impossible and actually being impossible are two very, very different things. So today, we're going to break this down. We've all heard of FOMO, but have you heard of FOLU? Yes, I just made that up, but it's kind of the same thing. Fear of leveling up is real and no one is immune. When we think about breaking through the next level in our business, it can be really scary. We are comfy where we're at now. Change can feel unknown. It can feel like a lot, especially when we're trying to balance all the things as busy moms and entrepreneurs. Like, we get so used to what we're doing in the moment. But if you aren't comfy getting a little uncomfy, how are you ever going to grow? Are you happy staying where you are now? Have you reached the top of the mountain for your business? You've peaked? If you cannot confidently scream, "Yes, I've made it from the top of this mountain," it's time to keep climbing. And yes, this can feel scary, but we're better than that. Fear isn't going to hold us back from what we really want. So before you see something as impossible, check your fear. You may not realize it, but you are ready to scale. You are ready to level up, and it's time to explore the unknown. And please, someone stop me from busting into song from Frozen 2 right now. If you know, you know. Now, investing in your business comes with a commitment. You have to show up. You have to do the work. If you're paying for something, especially if you're pushing a little out of your comfort zone, you know that you're going to have to show up and make the most of it. And this can also feel really uncomfy, especially when your schedule is already jam-packed and you're trying to keep up with the kids and the house and the current business operations. You may feel like you don't have time to commit to literally anything else, even if this something else is going to help you. So I'm going to ask you another question. If you don't change anything, where will you be in 3 to 6 months? Do you like the answer? What if you do make a change? You add the thing to your plate and you realize that the answer was there all along, that the added commitment up front actually saved your time. It made you more money. It gave you back the freedom to do the things you love. That, my friends, is the power of investing in your business. Now, one of the biggest things that people feel and comes up for them when they think about taking that leap and investing in themselves and their business is the financial burden. And everyone's financial picture is unique. And I want to be sensitive to this as I don't know the ins and outs of each and every one of your financial life and all of that. And the financial burden of investing in yourself is always going to be one of the biggest hurdles that we face as business owners. There comes a point where you really do have to spend money to make money, where DIY isn't it for you anymore. Prove me wrong, because I definitely hit that point in my own business. And I was like the biggest firm believer in I could DIY myself to six figures. I don't need anybody's help. Like, I know what I'm doing. I've got this. And sure, maybe you can, but at what cost? How many extra hours and missed time with the family are you willing to sacrifice to be able to DIY this? How many late nights burning the candle at both ends are you willing to keep doing? How many frustrating spirals of shiny object syndrome, thanks to that Google rabbit hole, and bouts of serious imposter syndrome comparing yourself to the gurus you're following who make it look so easy, are you going to put up with? I'm not saying you can't. I'm saying you don't have to. When it comes to finding the finances to invest in yourself, there is always a way. Like anything else you want, you might need to plan and save and sacrifice. But if it's important enough to you, you will and you can find a way. I faced this myself earlier this year when I decided to invest five figures into my own business. Was I even making five figures when I made this decision? Nope. Did I know how I was going to pay for it at that moment? No. Did I almost say no because I was afraid of all of the things that we just talked about today? Hell yes, I did. But did I do it anyway? You already know the answer to that. I invested in my business and it has literally changed my life and changed my business. Now, I'm not saying to overextend your means or to jump into a five-figure investment right away, but I want to just give you a little perspective on the financials, because fear can be blinding us to the possibilities. And when you make the choice to invest in yourself and take your business seriously, you will quickly, and I mean quickly, realize that it was worth it and you made the right choice. So I'd love to know, have you invested in your own business? And if not, what's holding you back? How can I support you in this? I'm so passionate about helping mom entrepreneurs make their dreams happen. And I am a strong believer that taking the step is a key part of the process. And I'm here to help you. So let's continue the conversation. Leave me your thoughts or questions in the review section of Apple Podcast, or send me a message at megan@bossladiesandbabies.com. Until next time, stay bossy.
Thank you for listening to Boss Ladies and Babies. If you liked this episode, be sure to rate, review, and leave us some feedback. Make sure you follow us on social at Boss Ladies and Babies. Join the conversation in our private Facebook group and check out everything we have to offer, like community, coaching, merch, and more at bossladiesandbabies.com. And until next time, stay bossy.